Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, March 7th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from cold, well, it's not snowing anymore, but there's a lot of snow on the ground, New York City. I'm your host, Zara Green. I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host in, Alfred Edmond Jr., so he can say hello before we get this grown love party off. Come on, baby.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Grown Zone.
Yeah.
Those of you who are new, we know there's a lot of new people joining every week. And for those who are a regular part of the Grown Zone Nation, welcome back. It may be cold outside where you are, but it's warm up here in the Grown Zone.
It sure is. It's always warm in the Grown Zone. All right. Listen, guys, we've got a lot going on. We couldn't do any of this stuff if you guys were not receptive, if you weren't right here with us, because it's not us doing it. You are the Grown Zone Army. You are why this army is growing, and it's turned into a movement. We started it just because we wanted to pour into. You guys keep it going because it's making a difference in your lives. And so we've got a lot of things going on. We want to, of course, we keep you posted on all of it. One of the things maybe coming up is we've got we're in the middle of a blog tour, and we'll tell people more about that.
Yes.
And we've got a Twitter party coming up this coming Tuesday with celebrity host Lamon Rucker. So you guys, come on out and join us. We are doing a Grown Love Twitter party. Tell them about it.
We want everybody to come out. This is really going to be a celebration of sorts for our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, which many of you have already purchased. You can purchase it at Amazon, Balboa Press, who our publisher is, all the major bookstores. You can request it or purchase it. But we are doing a Grown Love Twitter party, again, with Lamon Rucker, our friend Lamon Rucker, the actor who's just a great dude, began his acting career.
Sure is.
Moms in Charge, our friends Christine St. Veal.
Yes.
Blogalicious is joining us, and
Stacey Ferguson,
and our host is Ronnie and Lamar Tyler of Black and Married with Kids, and they've been such staunch allies of the Grown Zone, and we've been such staunch allies of Black and Married with Kids. And so it's 1 o'clock. Mark your calendars. Put the notification in your phone. Whatever you got to do. 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March 10th, from 1 to 2 p.m., it's the Grown Love Twitter party. It's going to be great fun. We're going to have prize giveaways, total prize worth of $500 worth of prizes that we're giving away to attendees to the Twitter party. You want to be there. We're going to have a ball. And really the goal is to advance the agenda of grown, healthy relationships, grown love. And that's why the hashtag will be Grown Love. To join the Twitter party, March 10th, 1 o'clock p.m., Grown Love Twitter party. And we really want you to be there and bring other people there. This is a great time. You've been telling people about the Grown Zone, that they've heard from you, but they're still kind of figuring out what it is about and why they should be a part of it. This party is a great opportunity to bring people into the Grown Zone and in a very fun and uplifting way.
It sure is. So where will you be Tuesday, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or 12 o'clock Central Time, or
9 o'clock
Pacific Time.
Yeah.
All right, you'll be
Tuesday, March 10th, 1 o'clock p.m.
That's right, this coming Tuesday. Okay, y'all, one more thing before we get into the show. My baby's been training. He's always training for a special day every year. Help me, y'all gonna be the first ones to help me say Happy 55th birthday to my baby. Happy birthday, Alfie
Thank
Edmund.
Thank you, baby.
It's not today, it's tomorrow. But I'm not going to be on the air tomorrow. So happy birthday, sweetheart. I adore you, and I thank you so much for allowing me to share this journey of life with you. It has been the most amazing ride from the moment I laid eyes on you.
Oh,
so I adore you, sweetheart. Thank
you
so much.
Thank
you,
baby.
Happy birthday.
You make everything better, including every birthday that I've shared with you since we started our walk.
Yes.
That walk we started together.
All right. Yeah. Okay, y'all. All right, so this show, we're talking today about why you should settle for nothing less than grown love. For those of you who have been around us for a long time, you know we continue to define what grown love is. Of course, a lot of it is in the book. If you're on Twitter with us, you see it every day. You're in our private Facebook group. You see, if you're not, you need to go, grownadvice.com. That will give you access to our private Facebook group. And we want to start to go through these things, y'all. And here's why, for real, for real. Because we were all born to be loved. You're born to be loved and to give love. But everybody doesn't know how to do that. You know, and when you've gone through certain things, while you may have known how to do that freely once upon a time, as life has happened and you've taken it all personal and you've got some scars and some open wounds and that stuff that people call baggage that prevents you from loving and being loved, then we got to be able to work through that stuff so you can always go back to your center of being able to love and to give love. So too often we accept less and get even less than we settled for when you start to settling for love. So we want to give you some reasons to change that once and for all, okay?
And let me start out by making sure that we're clear. I mean, those who are regulars in the Grown Zone know the deal, but there's always some newcomers. Just two things I want to say. Grown, whether it's grown love, grown life, grown living, when we say grown, we're not talking about what you have the adult right to do.
Come on, there's a difference.
We're talking about what it is healthy and loving, self-loving for you to do. And much of what is passed off as love in our society, in popular culture, in media, in music, in films, in books, is called love, but is not love.
Yes.
So when we say grown love, we're talking about love the way it was created to be, the kind of love you were born for, the kind of love you were born to receive and you were created to give. It's healthy. It's sustainable. It's life-affirming. It echoes and builds off of the foundation of self-love that you should have and you need to have for yourself.
Yeah.
If it's anything other than that, it is not love, no matter what people tell you, no matter what they call it.
Because how you love really does reflect from, exude from, extend from self-love. Now, if that is either a healthy self-love and you've got a reservoir, or it's a self-love deficit and you're operating from deficiency of self-love, and those are the things that allow you to settle for less than you deserve. Let me teach just a little bit right here, baby. We grow in three ways, y'all. Physically, just keep living, eating, breathing, and you'll turn to that age of majority, which is usually 18, that turns you into an adult. That's adulthood, where you have the right to do a whole lot of things that you did not have the right to do before the age of majority. So physically, you're going to grow. Mentally, you're going to grow because there are things you're just going to pick up on, even if you're not in a structured learning environment. Mentally, you will learn how to operate to some degree in whatever environment you find yourself in. But emotional growth, and mentally, that falls under what you choose to learn, too. So however many degrees you have, and you can become proficient in a particular discipline, including levels of PhD, and I really want you to hear me, those of you with PhDs. Your PhDs tend to bamboozle people into believing that they are smart and capable of being as proficient in their love life as they are in their professional lives. And how many of you with PhDs or advanced degrees can now look over the course of your life and say, oh, damn, no, I'm not as good at that personal thing as I am at my work? And y'all, that creates all kind of emotional turmoil, which brings me to the third way you grow, emotionally. That's that emotional, spiritual, personal growth. And I ain't talking about just going to the church every Sunday, which is what many of you with PhDs do and think that you've covered the emotional growth. No, that's not it. And that's where the grown zone comes in, teaching you personal growth so that you can get proficient in grown loving. Come on, baby.
Grown loving starts with how you love yourself, as we say that all the time. If you have self-love, you can't. If you don't have self-love, you can't get love. Because you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are.
Yes.
And Zara pointed out, those who are professionals and think because they have a PhD and they're educated that somehow they understand grown love, I'm going to point to another group that thinks that they're safe when it comes to loving and relationships, and that's those who are come from wealthy and prominent families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always the ones who are super shocked that they're victims of domestic abuse. Oh, my God, this kind of thing doesn't happen to me. Oh, this, you know, I come from a good family. I was raised from a good home. I had my mama and my daddy in my life. I had a you know, great upbringing and was raised with a silver spoon in my mouth. And you, often you are very much caught out there. And, in fact, it's worse for you. But because you aren't the typical, stereotypical victim of domestic abuse, you don't even want to tell nobody about it.
Come on.
And we just saw some powerful things. We just came back from the Women of Power Summit. You know, and one woman, I'm not going to go, you know, she probably wouldn't care if I named her name.
I think I will. I want to celebrate her. And
yeah, she was very courageous.
Dr. Brenna Lindsay. Brenna Lindsay, I applaud you, honey.
Yeah.
You get ready because you're about to be summoned to really be able to teach people
about
this. Well,
she came from a wonderful family, double doctor.
Come on.
We got a PhD in one thing, and then we got another PhD in anesthesiology. Worked at a prominent hospital, married a person who was like a mentor to her.
Yes.
And turned out he was an abuser.
And I think he's grown at this point. So this isn't about abuser bashing.
I'm only
going
to reveal what she shared publicly.
Right.
Started out just it always starts out physically. The red flags is verbal and emotional.
Yes.
And after they got married, and she, because she came from that, who would believe me? No one would. This, I can't reveal this. She was trapped in part by the perception of I'm a good person from a good family with, you know, in a higher income bracket, and therefore this can't be happening to me.
Yeah.
So no, if you don't consciously choose grown love, if you don't consciously choose grown healthy love, if you don't self love, if you don't read the book Loving in the Grown Zone and adopt its principles. I don't care if you are a single woman on public assistance in the projects or you are living up in the penthouse in a mansion in a gated community with 5 degrees in the house and 7-figure incomes.
It does not matter. Personal growth cannot be neglected. Okay? It is the most important of all growth. It can't be neglected. Because sooner or later, the life you're building, you'll recognize is being built on sand. Everything you have, everything you do, everything that you are has to exude from self-love. Because if you accept less than grown love, you'll never, ever know what real grown love is, or live real grown love. So, here's what happens. Baby, let's talk a little bit about what happens. When you accept less than grown love. And many people don't even know what this is. They don't know what personal growth is until their lives collapse. And then they realize, I don't know how to do this part. And for many, it takes a long time to think to realize that they don't know how to do this part. Because as we say in Loving in the Grown Zone, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. That is a fact. However, it is too often stated to infer something that is not true, and that is, it is impossible and therefore unreasonable to expect to create, nurture, and sustain a healthy, consistent, loving relationship. And as a result, too many people accept that dissatisfaction, neglect, infidelity, abuse, disrespect, conflict, exploitation, and any kind of betrayals are natural, normal, and unavoidable characteristics of romantic relationships. And that is simply not true. All right,
not
let me get off this box, baby.
But if you accept less than grown love, if you accept less, then grown love can't come to you because you put something else in its place.
Yes.
So whether you're male or female, if you got a placeholder relationship, he or she is good for now. She's not good for me. He's not good for me, but he or she's good for now. If you're doing the side chick, whether you're on the married side or the unmarried
side,
whether you're just accepting, we have one of the posts, and you want to go to the Grown Zone blog, so go to lovinginthegrownzone.com/blog-tour. And one of the posts is a great post, I may even call it up, that talks about what happens when you settle for less, what kinds of people you attract, what kind of relationship you end up in when you decide, well, he's good enough for now.
Come on.
She's good enough for now. I'm bored. I'm lonely. I just need somebody to do something with. And when you accept that, you're accepting less than grown love, and then grown love can't find you. Or grown love sees you and assumes you're taken.
Now let me
that you're preoccupied, that your dance card is full. So even though I might value her or I might value him, clearly they're preoccupied, and that must not be the one for me. I need to move on. You block, faith-based people would say you block your blessings. You block grown love's ability to get at you because you're not attracting it. You are putting something else in its place.
And everything is energy, okay?
Yes.
Everything is energy. So you may think, well, other people don't know. There's no way for them to know that I am, you know, I'm in this relationship that I'm just in until I find somebody else. But it's all energy. It's not just about you not telling, which is a character flaw, but it's not just about you not telling. It's about the person who is looking for somebody who's going to be solely committed to them will not be attracted to you. Your magnet will not even create the circumstance to bring them to you because everything is energy.
Or
now
if they bring them to you, it's for all the wrong reasons.
Right. But here's a distinction I want to make here. That doesn't mean you can't date. Now I need to make the distinction between actually dating versus engaging somebody in a way that is romantic-like. Okay, so it doesn't mean you can't date. You can have a Rolodex of five different people that you communicate with, and y'all just kind of get together to go, not to hook up, to get together to go to the movies or to go to the festival or to go to dinner or to go to the plays or to go. It doesn't mean that you can't have people that you socialize with. But everybody you're socializing with need to understand that we are socializing. And there might be the opportunity for something else, but I am not screwing all of you people or muddying the waters.
Well, it's socializing. The point of socializing, what used to be called courtship,
is to get to know. Yes.
Is to get to know. Before, and again, you can date. I know this seems like revolutionary thought to people.
Yes, indeed.
You can date without giving up your body. Without giving up your heart and becoming emotionally engaged, without giving up your money, and without allowing access to your home. The four things we say in the Grown Zone should be the last four things you surrender to get or keep a relationship.
Yeah.
You can date, if you just date, and you can date as many people as you want and as often as you want, if you make it clear that those four things you will not surrender access to. Because those things should only be give access to the people you know and who knows you. Not people you like, not people you think are cute, not somebody who's sexy, not somebody who's got a bad car or a fly apartment or a great job, but that you know them, you've spent time with them, you've interacted with them. And then you can make grown judgments about who to give access to, money, heart, body, and home.
Okay, y'all. We just kind of turned on a hose, I feel like. So
we got excited. That's what happened.
So we're going to pause for a moment. Go to a grown love song,
one of my favorites,
which is a tried and true. So we figured we just fall back on something that most women absolutely adore, and a grown man will respect and identify with. Absolutely. So here we go, y'all. This is Music Soul Child with "Don't Change." We'll be right. end abruptly in the song. I think I pressed the wrong button. Now, well, your audio engineer had a boo-boo. Come on in here, Alfred.
Listen, as we talk about grown love and why you should settle, you should never settle for less. We mentioned earlier in the show that we had just been at the Black Enterprise Women of Power Summit in Fort Lauderdale. We can't even go into how amazing that was. Just go to womenofpower.com. You can get all the highlights. But it was an amazing event. But one of the people that was honored was the legendary, iconic Susan L. Taylor, former editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, and currently the founder of National Cares Mentoring, the program that really is building mentorship organizations around the country.
Yes.
She was talking about love and the nature of love and grown love, and this woman knows grown love, and she talked about her husband in such loving terms. And she talked about how a lot of women in particular miss the boat because you're going for what we call in our book Loving in the Grown Zone, the attractors.
Yes.
What kind of money does he make? What kind of car does he drive? Is he cute? Does he have six-pack abs? Mm. Does he have green eyes? All those things, you know, what we call the good looks, decent guy, sexy, that are the attractors. And Susan was talking about how much she loved her husband, and she said, my husband is an artist. He's never going to make the kind of money that I made when I was running Essence magazine. But, she says, when I get 85 and I need someone to wipe my butt, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
And this song that we just played from Music Soul Child, Don't Change, talks about what we mean when we talk about love. Sex ain't always going to be banging. When you're 70 years old, it ain't going to be banging. Mm-hmm. No matter how well you take care of yourself, you're not going to look like at 75 what you look like when you were 35 or 25. So when those attractor things begin to fade away, it's the sustaining things that make grown love last. And we're not going to go through it here on the show, but that's the point of loving in the grown zone. We talk about the sustainers. And if you don't look for the sustainers, here goes to our second point for today's show. You can't accept less than grown love and think you're going to convert it into grown love.
That's right.
You can't accept a less than grown loving person and think you're going to love them into being a grown loving person. You can't accept an adult and messy relationship and think you're going to love them, screw them, spend money. You're going to do something to turn it into, or the four relationship fixes that we talk about that never work. If you marry them, it ain't going to change it.
No.
If you procreate with them, it ain't going to change it.
No.
If you buy stuff and pay their bills, it ain't going to change it. Mm. And what's the fourth one?
Uh-oh, sorry, baby. My brain, I wasn't following.
Sex, marriage, we screw them. That's the fourth one. If I screw them well enough, it's going to change them. Or enough or differently or better, it's going to change them. A person has to come to you prepared for a grown relationship.
That's right.
And you have to be prepared for a grown relationship.
That's right.
But if you settle for less, don't get caught up in thinking, boy, when we get married, it's going to be different.
One of our very dear listeners, Keisha Smith, just said in our private group, she said, some just don't want to date, and that is very sad. But then she goes on to say, but she knows there are grown men out there. Well, I am telling you, there are indeed. And what Alfred and I continue to say, and it is very true, that you don't attract what you desire and what you want, you attract what you are. And what you are is determined by what you accept, what you settle for. Now, do you have more depth than that? Absolutely. But you inhibit your depth and what you're able to attract, the depth you're able to attract, based on how you choose to love. Did you hear me? So if you want the depth, then your behavior, the things that you do, how you choose to live, has to be that which you say you want. You can't attract aside from that. And so we are changing the conversation about what love is. As you begin to change what you do and how you treat this whole thing we call love, then we collectively, we're going to make changes around it, okay? So we want you guys to Twitter party.
Twitter party, 1 o'clock p.m., March 10th, 2015. That's Tuesday. It's going to be Grown Zone. Moms in Charge, Dogalicious, Black and Married, and Lamon Rucker. We want you there. We're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
Just be there, y'all, and bring other people with you. A Twitter party is like any other party. The more people we can get in there, the more fun we're going to have.
And we're
going to give away some great
prizes
as well.
and gift cards too. So so don't miss this, y'all. And again, go check out the blog tour. It's not too late to join the blog tour if you are a blogger. We have all that information for you too.
Go to lovinginthegrownzone.com/4-bloggers.
Yeah.
And bloggers, you can still get on. We got about 15 or 16 bloggers are already on there, and this will also drive traffic to your site and help you advance your blog's agenda as well.
Yes, because we are sharing, we're sharing those on the blog tour and that page, but we are also sharing each blog individually.
Yes.
So, y'all, we look forward to you guys continuing to join us on this ride, and we'll see you Tuesday, and I want to close out by once again saying happy birthday, baby. I love you.
Thank you, baby. I love you, too.
All right. Until next time, all of you, live and
love
in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. Sick in everything I do. My past don't dictate who I am. I do, yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room.